Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. The ceasefire in Lebanon reinforces the idea of separating the arenas instead of uniting them and entering the path of the final solution negotiations. On Wednesday night, November 27, 2024, Netanyahu announced his security government's approval of the ceasefire path in Lebanon. The caretaker government's prime minister in Lebanon, Najib Mikati, welcomed the matter, praising the American role in its special envoy, Amos Hochstein. Note that the implementation of the ceasefire came into force at 4 in the morning today, November 27, 2024, Beirut time, after a night in which the Jews carried out their barbarism with strikes in all areas of Lebanon. In return, the party intensified its rocket barrages towards the occupied Palestinian interior in response to these attacks, confirming that it still possessed this capability until the last moments before the ceasefire. So what was the outcome? Gaza was left alone to its fate. The criminal Netanyahu boasted tonight that he was able to separate the paths, those paths whose owners sang about their unity since 2021, which made the listener imagine that when the going got tough, a single war would be launched by everyone who claimed to be from the Axis of Resistance countries, led by Iran. But Gaza was left alone to face massacres and destruction. The united war would have involved Iran's party and others in what was defined as support and preoccupation of the Jews and within the rules of engagement that remained agreed upon until the last moments. But just as Gaza was left alone in a war waged by the Jews against it, it is now the turn of Iran's party to face the greatest losses in its history, not the least of which is the elimination of most of its leaders and what appeared to be a plot hatched out at night. Iran has abandoned its party, which is its creation and one of its most important arms in the region, not just in Lebanon. It left it alone to tread with the Lebanese authorities to achieve what America wants, to bring Lebanon to negotiations for a final solution with the Jewish entity, the negotiations for surrender and normalization. Hochstein, the godfather of the maritime demarcation in October 2022 and the godfather of the ceasefire now, stated to Al Jazeera on November 27, 2024, saying, quote, "I hope that through the agreement, we will end all the violence that the region has known for decades," end quote. Is this just an agreement on a ceasefire in this war in particular, or is it what America is pushing the region in general and Lebanon in particular to do, i.e. to move towards imposing peace with this entity that is usurping the region and the Ummah under the pressure of destruction, massacres, and dismemberment? If the Lebanese Authority and its parties had control over their affairs, we would have addressed them to reject the agreement, but they are not in this position. Some of them follow America, some follow Europe, and some follow Iran, which orbits in America's orbit. None of them are working for the Ummah and its deen. The authorities in Lebanon missed the historic opportunity on October 7, 2023, along with all the Muslim countries, especially the so-called Cordon states or the resistance axis countries, to fight with the Jews in a flood that would restore the occupied lands. They failed to harness these capabilities to create what generations will remember them by. But it is the glory that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only accept for his soldiers, whom he subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes to himself as an honor and glorification. وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ And that our forces will certainly prevail. As-Saffat 173. We in Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya of Lebanon, direct our address today to the people of Lebanon in general and to the Muslims in particular to tell them what we have repeated time and time again. These agent rulers and their regimes are the root of the disease and calamity. They have never hesitated to surrender the country and its people to the kafir colonizer and usurper occupier. You can see that you are tasting the woes of displacement and migration while they are sleeping in palaces and luxurious conference halls, uttering lies and plotting conspiracies. And they are shackling the armies, your sons, in the barracks to protect their regimes, as if people send their sons to the armies to protect the crooked seats of these rulers. It is becoming clear to you day after day that demolishing these thrones with the help of the sincere ones from these armies in establishing a single system, the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood that truly represents you, is one of the most obligatory duties. Delaying this will only bring you more loss of the country and its people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ يَئِنْ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has the time not yet come for believers' hearts to be humbled at the remembrance of Allah and what has been revealed of the truth? Al-Hadid 16. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lift the injustice, oppression, and aggression from our people in Lebanon and Gaza and from all Muslims with the joy of this ummah, with a solid victory supported by Allah. And the words of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will be realized. Wallahu layatimmanna hadha al-amr. By Allah, Allah will fulfill this matter. Who is more truthful than Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya, Lebanon.